On Monday night, a glittering awards ceremony was held in the centre of Harrogate in the Royal Hall. It was the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards, and I'm delighted to say that the organisers and hosts for the evening, David Ritson from the Old Swan Hotel and Simon Cotton from the Cedar Court Hotel, who together are part of Destination Harrogate along with other hotels, are here. Yes.
Why not?
Should have
there we
that.
Are.
What a night.
What a night it was indeed. We've got some other guests who I'll introduce in just a second, but all of us still not quite fully recovered, I don't think. You two actually are probably the freshest because you were so in the zone and on it.
We weren't drinking as much as everybody. We were on stage, so we weren't drinking.
The special guests aren't the lion and the gorilla.
No.
For anybody else who was there.
Yeah.
It's a bit of an in-joke, but that's not a special guest.
It was. So you are famous, actually, for your themes that you have at your awards. If you've ever been to an industry awards do before, but they're a bit bland, aren't they, really? They're a bit kind of formal.
We break the Harrogate mould.
We've changed the mould of doing awards, over the years. It's an award
ceremony, but not as you know it.
Yeah.
Indeed. And this year's theme was I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here, twisted to
I'm in Hospitality,
Get Me Out of It,
which did involve bush tucker trials for members of the audience, didn't it? You almost had to turn people away,
didn't you?
I mean, the evening started with the skydive reveal, and then we wanted to get people involved in the skydive, and we thought, you know, we were ambitious and we'll go for sort of 30 people. And when we asked people if they wanted to do it, there was like 100 hands in the room or something. We went, we hadn't really planned for that one. So.
Just if you weren't there, the evening was also raising money because St Michael's Hospice are in their 30th year this year, aren't they?
So they're having a big celebration. Celebrating their 30th anniversary since opening. So they approached us and said, you know, is there anything you could do as Destination Harrogate, as a group of hotels, to help us out? So we did. We raised £3,000 on the night itself by people, you know, texting in and voting for who was king of the jungle, and then we had an auction prize.
It was all lovely and I'm a Celebrity themed, wasn't it? Because as you mentioned, you had the video of you two going for a skydive, which was great, by the way.
It wasn't that great, it was more grateful for one of us than the other, I think, looking at it.
We showed David's green face
David's green faced, and you lost your glasses as well, didn't you?
I lost my glasses genuinely, they were an expensive pair of designer glasses, and they disappeared at about 12,500 feet.
And as you mentioned, then asked for volunteers, and the response was phenomenal. I can't make it, unfortunately, on that date, so I'm not doing it. But there are strict emails.
Beth Parsons is down to do it,
and there's some strict emails been going around from Sarah Barry, the MD, who wants to do it too, saying if you put your name down, you are not pulling out. So there will be a strong Stray FM contingent
Fantastic.
There.
Well, Michael's following it all up as we speak, aren't they?
Just to follow up on that, that's going to happen next month, and Transdev have kindly put on the transport for us. So we're having a bus, we're having a proper Jolly Boys outing, and we're all going to go down to Lincolnshire and everybody jump out of a plane kind of all at once, and all for St Michael's. So hopefully we'll raise, I don't know, £10,000, £15,000, £20,000, but, you know, as much as we possibly can for them.
But the main draw of the night, the big reason for us all there, is of course the awards. And there's awards across a whole range of different categories, culminating in the Harrogate Ambassador Award, which went to a very worthy person this year, didn't it? As it always does.
Yeah. John Fox, it's done so much for Harrogate for over many years now. So it was really, really fantastic. And I think it was a really popular winner on the night.
He fits that category very well.
Absolutely. And that brings us nicely on to our two guests who we have here in the studio. We have the winner of the Bar Person of the Year Award. Introduce yourself for me.
I'm Natalie Adams from the 10 Devonshire Place.
Natalie Adams, congratulations. Round of applause for Natalie. How did it feel to win Bar Person of the Year, Natalie?
Amazing, to be honest with you. I really wasn't expecting it. Didn't think it was going to happen.
And the best thing about these awards is you are nominated by the people that matter, the people you serve every day, aren't they?
Yeah, that's what makes it feel better. Even if I hadn't have won, just being put up for it by them means a lot.
What's important to you, Natalie, about being a good bar person? What do you think makes it?
Customers are king. That's what we got trained from 15, 16 years ago. And that's what I've stuck with.
And do you have a lot of fun?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a good industry to be in to have fun, isn't it?
Oh, definitely. And the customers we get as well, I can't say we've got any bad ones. They're all fantastic. And they bring the fun to us.
I would be amazed if you never heard of 10 Devonshire Place, but if you haven't, explain where it is.
It's just on Skipton Road on the main street. It's been done out 2 years ago. We've now got a big shop as well. So we've got gins for sale. We've got different sort of craft ales. We've started to deliver overseas now as well.
Wow.
And we're just looking for our next premises at the moment.
Oh, fantastic.
So you'll have to look out for another one.
A growing empire over there. And obviously you are a key part of that, and you will display your award in Pride of Place, I'm sure.
Well, both.
Of course, yeah. You mentioned both awards, and you were, not only were you best bar person, 10 Devonshire Place as a whole, because 10 Devonshire Place was also the bar of the year.
Yay!
Natalie, thank you. And we also have another person in here. And this is one of the most hotly contested awards that we have at the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards. It was an intense process to find out who would be the Chef of the Year at the Harrogate Hospitality and Tourism Awards. Chef of the Year, introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Michael Carr from Restaurant 92 in Harrogate. So,
congratulations.
Well done, Michael.
Well done, Chef.
Restaurant 92 is in just what well, it's not quite in the centre of town. It's just a little bit out.
It's like the top of Station Parade, just opposite Waitrose. I'm just trying to create something a bit different for the town, and it's working. It's fantastic. You know, the feedback's beautiful. So
now I've met you before, Mike. I've come down and you've showed me how you make some fantastic desserts down there at Restaurant 92. And the food that you put together is. It's not just a plate of food, is it? It's finely crafted.
Yeah, absolutely. I think, you know, what we try and give is a story as well as, you know, a taste sensation. You know, it's fun, it's innovative, it's exciting. It's not just going out for your average meal. You know, you're going out to really enjoy yourself and be given an experience. And that's what we like to put across to the customer. So,
tell us about the process that you went through to win Chef of the Year. Because a lot of these other awards, they're nominated and then judged. Chef of the Year is a bit more involved, as we kind of heard a bit earlier on.
Yeah, I mean, I've kind of been slightly involved in it in the past when I was working in another restaurant in town when I moved back up from London, and it was completely different then. We were just like judging a dish. But this time around, it was really good. We did like a kind of MasterChef trial. It was so much fun. It was quite high pressured, you know, in a kitchen. We're all working together to produce this kind of main course and a dessert. And, it, you know, it's great fun, kind of thrive off that.
It was done as a blind tasting. So the chefs were sent into the kitchen over two dishes, a main course and a dessert. And that's what generated the winner. But there was a lot of debate. And, you know, Michael obviously came out on top and a worthy winner too.
And on our website right now, strayfm.com/food, you can find a list of the winners. You'll also be able to see that MasterChef video as well. And next year, we look forward to 2018. I'm sure you'll already be starting to think of ideas.
Our 10th anniversary. So
oh, fantastic.
Big one next year.
And believe it or not, we have already thought about it.
And you can play a part because nominations for that will open in January, I believe.
January. So it launches in January every year, about usually around the third or fourth week of January, the voting opens. And that will run through to the 31st of March as ever. But all being well, we'll be back in the Royal Hall June next year announcing 2018's winners, and hopefully these guys here, Natalie and Michael, will just be, you know, hopefully they'll be there defending their titles as well.
Can we just finally say that we are still collecting for St Michael's Hospice?
Yes.
So if you know, if you'd like to give something, then we're on Just Giving.
Yeah, Just Giving, just search Simon Cotton or David Ritson. And you can go on there and donate for us for the skydive we did. But also, if any of the listeners want to actually join in on the skydive next month in July, we are basically going to do the biggest amount of people from Harrogate going down on a bus to Lincolnshire, and we're going to get as many of us to jump out of a plane on a tandem skydive as possible and raise as much money as we can for St Michael's. So if you want to be involved in that, I guess call Stray FM. We can pass the details on.
Not a problem. Yeah, we'll put all their details for that on the website.
It's on a Sunday next month in July, and it will be a fantastic day out.
Thank you all. We look forward to next year, and hopefully all of us will have recovered before we get to that.
Natalie might even have her voice back.